Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, you're in for a treat. I welcome back An, who is a Magi walk-in from the multiverse. She stepped into this human existence to relieve another soul known as Jessie An Nichols George, whose body she now inhabits. She still is known by Jessie's name, though she calls herself An. Jessie and An are part of the same Magi team, which work to assist people in living compassionately, wisely, and harmoniously. Their work helps people to be conscious of their wholeness and how they are existing. Together, Jessie and An have created 7 books on their own, and An has just created a new one. And Jessie was also a collaborator on the bestseller book, Embraced by the Divine. Jessie hosted her own international radio show, The Code Connection, for 5 years and created the Genesis Clearing Statement. An focuses on carrying out the code journey work by producing a new edition of a book by that title each year to guide people on how to maneuver life on Earth. As a coding interpreter, An helps people understand the flow of their energy in this world and how to bring that into divine alignment. Her work uses almost 39 years of experience teaching and working with clients, as well as blending Eastern and Western philosophies through over 50 different modalities. An's human self is a 13-plus generation spiritual healer, energy tuner, spiritual and wellness coach. She is also a 13th-plus generation druidic practitioner, honoring and appreciating the harmony of all things and working with the natural cycles of life. This bloodline history includes everything from freedom fighters like George Washington, a lead translator and Hebrew scholar involved in the original translations of the Bible, a 4-star general in the Air Force, royalty, Apache and Cherokee Indian, European farming, many of the Celtic and Northern European influences, as well as a bit of Norse energy. As a Magi, An works with all star seeds, soul groupings, and existences. And to find out more, you can go to her website, which I'm going to give you in just a moment. And just to let you know, An has come out with a new edition of The Code Journey, which is available now for 2022, and I'm going to ask her to talk a little bit about that before we get into tonight's topic, and then she will talk with a couple of you later in the show. So the website, if you're ready for it, folks, is compassioncodes.com. Very simple, compassioncodes.com. And so let me welcome An. An, how are you tonight?
I'm doing really well, David, and it's so good to be back on your show and to be here sharing the work, the Code, the insights, just providing some great perspectives for people in just daily life, you know, really what our key points are that we're dealing with at a given time. So I was really glad to be able to come on and share tonight, and you mentioned the Code Journey work. You know, that actually the 2022 book will make the ninth book put out between me and Jesse. I have to get you an update, I think, on that.
Okay.
And
thank you.
It's the fifth one out of the Code Journey books, because everyone is every year a new one is put out. And as you know, the 2022 has been released. It was just released about 2 months ago, and out and available for purchase. And if people aren't familiar with this, this is like a daily spiritual almanac that I put together every year. It's around 700-800 pages in that range, and it has insights not only for the year but the months and each day of the year, and angel influences and lunar cycles and all kinds of great information that is about helping people know what the currents are, give them some background to what's happening within those currents, and then giving them the opportunity to have some foresight in their life, you know, to take action from wisdom, from a space of wisdom. And it doesn't really matter where somebody is on their path with this work. It's going to meet them wherever they're at. It's going to grow with them, flow with them wherever they go on their path, which is really cool. So I have people, for example, working with this book that are brand new on their path. I have people that have been on their path for decades that are working with this book. But a lot of times once people start working with it, they're like, oh my gosh, I don't want to go through another year without this book, because it's just filled with so many insights and so many valuable nuggets of information of dealing with life. And I think that's so important. I think more and more people today are seeking that out. They're seeking out ways to deal with just life on earth. Even those that are very experienced and very wise, they're searching for that. And I know we're going to do a show probably later this year or right at the beginning of the year to talk about the 2022 information and what's going to be happening in 2022. But it's great to come on and talk about this particular topic tonight around things. And for those that don't know, the topic we're going to be talking about tonight is really going to be focused around I've had a lot of people coming to me saying, you know, I'm feeling so much stress, or I'm feeling so much tension, and I'm not seeing the success. I'm feeling very frustrated because I'm putting all this energy and effort into things, and I'm not seeing the success I feel like I should be seeing for what I'm putting into it. And if all the success is happening and everything's in the flow, why are all these challenges there? So it's going to be great to get into this topic tonight. And I'm excited to share from the Code perspective, which is just a unique perspective of taking the energy patterns and the vibrations and the currents of what's happening and being able to see how they're interacting. And I can do that with any word or number or anything, and it just tells me volumes of information. And basically what I do in this process is to translate it into my language as a magi, and then that's rooted in divine wisdom and compassion, and then I take that and bring that back out into the language for this existence. So that's kind of in a nutshell what I do. So I always have a ton of information flowing through my head, basically.
Well, she does. I can attest to that. It's interesting. I've worked with Jesse on in the past, and she did some code work for me, quite a bit of it, actually. And then Ann did, too, at my request. I was having some difficulties in my relationship, and she only asked for a couple pieces of generic information, names, and I don't know if birthdays were involved, but she came up with this amazing information about both myself and my husband, and she didn't know anything about her background. She was able to lay out exactly what had been going on for us, what the different variables were in for each of us, and it was absolutely amazing. So if you want to do some exploration of things that are going on in your life, directions that you may have come from and where you're going, I encourage you to check out CompassionCodes.com. And as I mentioned, Anne will work with a couple of you tonight very briefly, you know, just a snippet of what she can do. But I would like to get into the topic now, Anne, if you're ready. And I'm wondering, what is all this stress about? I mean, life itself is filled with stress. And, you know, as I was talking to you earlier, I was thinking about the different ways I'm experiencing success in my life now, but that in and of itself is very stressful. What is behind that?
Well, it's really interesting, David. Again, a lot of times we have this belief in our heads that if everything's going successful and good, we shouldn't be hitting any challenges. Everything should just be in this absolute flow. We shouldn't be hitting bumps in the road. We shouldn't have resistances. We shouldn't have things that come up and stress us or frustrate us. And one of the things is when we look at success itself, for example, success is really rooted in we have to put the effort in to get it. There's, you know, it's not a free ride sort of thing. And we have to remember in our process, the more that we are growing, the more that we're developing, the more that we're opening up our soul self, the more that we are transitioning to let the soul lead in our life, then there is going to be some natural resistance come up. That is part of polarity energy that exists in the third dimensional world. So when that comes up, a lot of times we feel like, uh-oh, I'm under attack. And we can easily go into these victim spaces or, you know, everybody dumped everything on me type of thing. And we want to be careful with this. And this is where some of the stress comes from is life gets to be heavy. Life gets to, it feels overwhelming is really what happens. And when we're in very high success periods, things can feel overwhelming. It can feel like there's almost too much to do, or I don't know how to meet the obligations and responsibilities. So this is where a lot of the stress comes from. And the stress will often be an indicator of where we're sitting in or holding a victim space of some sort. And so when we're doing that, the stress will show up to immobilize us in a way, not to block us, not to stop us so much, but to get us to be still for a little bit, to get us to stop and to look at what we're really doing, look at what is really happening. And it's actually a huge indicator of where we are not really sitting fully in alignment. Yes, we have that concept that stress can polish us, stress can, you know, be a catalyst for good things. Stress can be the result of, you know, just doing anything, even if it is a good or positive thing in our life. But the stress in particular is coming up when we look at it from a code perspective to get us to really make sure that our priorities are in alignment, to make sure that we are really standing in divine connection. Because if we are not standing in divine connection, we're going to hit wall after wall after wall. And that's where, all again, it cycles back around to some of those feeling frustrated with not maybe feeling as much success as we would like to in life.
Let's talk a little bit about that divine connection. How can we stay in that place?
Well, I think the divine connection and staying in that place is something that it takes practice. Honestly, it takes a lot of practice most of the time. We don't want to beat ourselves up. But to take the time to really stop and observe things, because too often we get too wrapped up in that doing, that busyness, that aspect of just ongoing doing. And we get in this mode where I've got this mission or I've got this purpose and I've got to put it out there and I've got to see it through. But paying attention to where those blocks are coming up. Where are we hitting walls? Because there's always going to be something to observe there. So if we're paying attention, if we're not seeing the walls as something to defeat us, or the blocks or the challenges as something to defeat us, simply as a piece of information to help us say, oh, you need to stop, you need to observe, you need to take time out here, because somewhere you're starting to move off track. So it's really an observation piece, I think, many, many times that will help bring us back into the divine alignment and say, okay, I started off doing whatever particular thing as a good thing to do, and then maybe I got consumed by the money along the way, or maybe I got consumed by a title or a reputation or what other people were saying or thinking about me on things. And it's very interesting when we choose to stand in the divine connection, we stop worrying about a lot of those things. And I think that's it. You know, again, it's that observation, observing, am I worrying? Am I stressing? Am I feeling like a victim? And we don't want to live in those spaces, but we do want to be very aware of them. And it's very funny because, as you know, I've been traveling for the last 2 months all around the country doing expos and spiritual fairs and holistic and health fairs and all of these things. And people have commented over and over again, they're like, you are just constantly busy at your booth. People just stop in the middle of their tracks and magnetize right over to you. And the reason this happens is because I'm standing in alignment. I'm not sitting there trying to manipulate anybody. I'm not standing there trying to get people into my booth. It's simply just being in that flow, being in the presence, just standing there and holding my soul self, you know, just standing there in partnership with it. And I think that this is, you know, huge, because when we take those pressures off and we stop worrying about those so-called material pieces and we just allow ourselves to exist in that open space, and it's really just a place of feeling and letting that be the leading force. You know, is this in integrity? Is this, am I allowing things to flow naturally, or am I trying to force them? The more we try to force them, the more we're going to be out of divine alignment. The more we allow things to happen naturally, we embrace that patience, we take that pressure off, the more that everything opens up. And, you know, as I told people, I said, well, I have no pressure. I have no judgment. I have, you know, I'm not worried about being glorified. I don't worry about pleasing everybody. I just try to be in that space and say, look, I have something to offer, and, you know, maybe it works for you, maybe it doesn't work for you, and I'm not going to be offended if it doesn't work for you. In there, and to just to stand in that beauty of that aspect. So I think observation is a big key. In a nutshell, I'll come back around to that.
Well, so that involves remaining in a somewhat detached state. I mean, we don't, when we form attachments, then we are focused on things outside of us instead of going within. Isn't that the case?
Well, definitely. The more attachments we have, the more we are focusing into the material aspect. And I like to say remaining unattached, because when we're unattached to something, we're not trying to force a particular outcome in the situation. Again, we're allowing something to be in its fullest. We're standing in a space of acceptance instead of that space of judgment of this is good, this is bad, this is right, this is wrong, and just allowing it. And I saw, so it's so funny being at the spiritual fairs and things the last couple of months, because you know, you can really see where people are attached to that title or that ego or looking to be praised or things like that. And when you stop searching after those things, and you stop that attachment. Attachment in many ways is like an addiction, really. There's not a lot of a difference between them. But when we're unattached, we can really care about something, but still not be trying to manipulate it or force it in a certain direction. And I think that's the key, because so many times we try to force things to go a certain way. We try to push them to be a certain way. And this is part of the aspects of becoming successful, is when to truly be successful in something, we embrace the journey of it. And the successfulness comes from the journey. It's not about the destination at all. And too often we think we have to reach this goalpost, we have to reach this marking in life, we have to do that to be successful. Well, no, really, when we get down to the code energy of being successful, it's really about seeing something through to completion. It's not about a particular result. So, yes, absolutely, having this ability to be unattached to a particular outcome or a particular way of things unfolding, we actually then open ourselves up to receive the greatest amount of benefits from it. It's when we do that letting go and allowing something to be that we can actually truly experience the most of it that we can get out of it.
So when we are trying to force an outcome, or when we are resisting instead of going with the flow and letting go, that takes us back into a victim state, would you say?
Right, right. Because when we're trying to force anything, we're working against the divine alignment. We're not standing in divine alignment when we're trying to force our will or manipulate something in there. I can give you an example. All throughout this trip, I've had to hit points where I'm trying to book, for example, hotels, and I'm trying to, and I'll hit points where it's like nothing seems to be connecting. You know, like the only thing available might be $500 a night, which is, I'm not going to pay that for a hotel room. That's ridiculous. I'm sorry, but it's just ridiculous. I don't care what it is. Or, you know, like nothing was available in the area I was going through or things like that. And there were times that I just let go and said, okay, I'm just supposed to hit the road and I'm not supposed to have a reservation for whatever reason. Now, if I continue to try to force my way and say, I have to have a reservation at this town on this date, then I could actually be creating more trouble for myself and not ending up with what I need.
Right there. Yeah, right.
Right? So when I did that and I let go, what I found was the reason things weren't coming through the way that I was trying to plan them was because the divine already knew that that's not where I needed to be. So when you rest into these situations and you just go, okay, I'm just going to let go and trust the divine energy and I'm going to let that guide me. And I did that going through when I went across the United States during the first part of the tour, and I was out running Hurricane Ida, for example. And I couldn't figure out why I couldn't get reservations in certain places. Well, then it came in, and the place that I was originally going to book, the hurricane was going to go up that direction. And I said, okay, well, let me keep traveling a little bit. And then I was going to get to another point. And then by the time I started to get near there, the whole center of the hurricane was going to hit that area. And then I'm like, okay, I can't stop here. You know, I have to keep going because I can't, you know, once you're in it, you're in it. Like you're not going to just pick up and go and drive. So I kept pushing through and pushing through, and I got to this one town that was supposed to be just kind of to the outside of everything and out of the danger zone. And the hotels were all booked. There were like two rooms left in the whole town out of all the hotels, and they only had it available for one night. I could only get a room for one night, and I'm like, this is crazy. And so I rested into it. I took a deep breath, and I was like, okay, I just have to let go. There's a reason. There's a reason why it's all blocked. I don't know what it is right now, but I have to trust that this is all I need. So I took the room for one night. Lo and behold, when I got to my room and I started checking the weather, there was going to be like 80, could be up to 80 mile per hour winds going through there. So I'm like, okay, that's why I'm here for one night. And I took off, and I ended up with a great place a little further down the road the next day because I could only go so far. I was at my point, which is why I got that room for one night. You know, Divine knew it wasn't safer for me to keep driving, so I got the room for one night and moved on. So I share this story because it's an example of, you know, if I had tried to force my will and say, no, I'm going to stay in this town, I mean, I could have lost my vehicle. I could have lost everything. I never would have made it to the expo I was headed towards. There's all kinds of things that would have created more issues for me. And so this ability to learn to just listen to what's happening, to pay attention, to observe, to let go of trying to force things, sometimes that just means walking away and coming back to them, and then something will pop up and become available. And just having that peace with that process. And again, I think that takes some practice to do, but the more you do it, you'll start to see those results unfold, and you'll realize, okay, I can stand up, I can stand strong in these situations, but I don't have to be in battle. I don't have to fight with it. I don't have to fight with people. I can stand up for myself. I don't have to be in these battles. And it's such a beautiful thing when you start to experience this. And it builds this trust between the human and the soul self that's incredible and amazing. And you just go, wow, this worked out better than I would have planned it to work out. So, yeah.
Well, you know, as you were talking, I was thinking about what literal experiences that you had related to the letting go of plotting and scheming that we do when we think it's supposed to be a certain way. And, I mean, nature was conspiring against those imaginary plans that you had in the first place, and you just went with the flow, and it sounds to me as if you were in a place of accepting that whatever was supposed to be, and that you weren't supposed to necessarily be in the original places that you thought you should be. And I like that because it is very visceral demonstration of what you were just talking about. And also the other thing that occurred to me was how important it is to feel relaxed and good, and that happens to me when I stop fighting, when I listen to my inner voice, when I come from my authentic self and express my feelings instead of trying to impose my will on somebody else. It all to me seems like it has to do with what I need to do to feel good about myself and my life. Does that make any sense? I'm kind of going around in a circle.
Well, yeah, and when we can rest into this peace, we definitely start to feel better about ourselves and our lives. And it doesn't mean that our human self won't throw a tantrum once in a while. I mean, my human self wanted to have certain experiences on this trip or to go through certain areas, and it just wasn't lining up. But stepping into that acceptance, you know, I'm coming down towards the end of this promotional tour, and I'm going to end up where I get to stay in one spot for actually a few days, which is going to be amazing because I haven't had that in 2 months. You know, I've been jumping around. And so, yeah, you find this peace. You find these gifts and these blessings that you wouldn't have otherwise, that you couldn't have necessarily foreseen working from the human mind set. And so I'm really trusting that what I'm going to get is even better than what I would have had if my human self could have had everything that it wanted. And I think that's it. You open to these blessings, and this peacefulness gives you something that is amazing. And this is where you start to know that you're really holding your divine power, David, and where you're really standing in it, because you may still, you know, you're still going to have things come up. It doesn't matter whether you're the Dalai Lama or, you know, anybody else, so-called high spiritual progress. You get to a point where you're still going to have challenges in life. We're living in a third dimensional world, so there are going to be challenges no matter how far progressed we get in our path. But when we learn to stand in that peace, there's a gift to us that comes because we know that we can handle anything and everything that comes our way. We get to a point where we're not thrown completely into a whirlwind and turbulence as a result of those challenges. And we just kind of rest into them. We actually start to become amused by them. You'll hit a certain point where you become actually kind of amused by the challenges, and you're looking around going, okay, what cool thing am I going to get to experience that I didn't know I was going to get to experience? And everything actually moves through easier when we can hold that peace. The more that we can hold that peace, that calm energy, and really let's look at what peace is. Peace is about tapping into our own inner abundant self and knowing that we can trust that soul abundance, knowing that we can trust that abundant self, and that in that trust it will lead us to wisdom. And it is through connecting that trust and the wisdom that we actually then start to generate luck. And this is why when we stand into peace that we turn things around. We turn the turbulent around into something amazing. And through that luck, it affirms that we can trust ourselves, and it strengthens the relationship between the human and the soul self. So, you know, these are such simple, basic concepts, but there is so much power in them. There is so much beauty in them. And when you start to see how this unfolds in connection to these pieces, it's really beautiful. And when you step back and you kind of watch it and you're like, wow, this is really, really cool to experience. And you realize, yeah, I can trust myself. I don't know everything that's going to happen. I don't know exactly how everything's going to happen, but I can trust myself to be able to handle anything that happens.
Well, you know, as you were talking, I was thinking about how in my past I would come into very stressful periods, extreme challenges, and not know which way to turn, and feel like I was making mistakes, like I was failing, essentially beating up on myself. And, you know, when I look back on it now, I realize that I always had the power, a greater power, to help me navigate those waters. And even though it didn't feel good at the time, when I reflect upon the fact that I did survive, that I did move in a forward direction ultimately, that it really all was for the good, and it was just part of the learning curve of getting to a place where I can just view each experience that comes my way as a learning opportunity, and I have a choice each step of the way, and it's a question not of good or bad, but what might work best for me. So I don't know. I guess I'm just trying to say that my needs have always been met, and I was the only one through my own resistance who created the stress, and it didn't necessarily need to be there, but I did survive, and I've largely come out of victim mode, but we all go into that place, and it's not a comfortable place to be.
No, it's not a comfortable place to be, and it can be highly frustrating in that process, but, you know, as you say, you know, again, I think a lot of it is just coming down to releasing the stubbornness and the ego of the human self and giving it those experiences where it can find the beauty in things, because when these doors open up, it's just you can sit back in that reflection, as you were mentioning. You can sit back in that reflection and just go, wow, that was powerful. And again, it reminds us with that success energy, it's about meeting the responsibilities and the obligations. And a lot of people have been programmed that to do that, that's really heavy stuff. They've been programmed that that's not fun stuff. They've been programmed that that's very heavy energy to deal with. And sometimes it is. But a lot of times that heaviness only comes if we're not staying true to what needs to be done, if we're trying to fight the process in there. And again, when we remove ourselves from having to meet specific results on things, and we just rest into moving through things with our whole selves, that's where we're going to find the success. That's where we're going to open the doors. And when we're willing to just go, okay, this is what needs to get done. These are the responsibilities and obligations I have before me right now. Then we actually are opening the door to flow. We're actually stepping into our soul self. When we do that, we're stepping into the divine alignment. So it automatically releases the blocks. It automatically releases the obstacles. And so many times I'll have conversations with myself like crazy a lot of times. And I'll be sitting there going, I know you want to do this, but it's not good for us. And, you know, we have an obligation. Like I know in my codes, particularly right now where I've been traveling, I can't take chances on things. So, you know, maybe under different code patterns for October or something for myself, maybe I would have gone to some of the places that my human self would have gone to or done some of those things and said, oh, it'll be fine. But when I look at the code patterns for where there were some influences that played into it with the year that said don't take chances with weather, and my personal code patterns, which are like you have to be extra careful with journeys. You can't take any chances right now is what was in my code patterns. Well, my responsibility and obligation is to honor where my code patterns are, because I know darn well if I'm not honoring my code patterns, if I'm not honoring what is before me, what is happening, I'm going to get myself in trouble. And it's going to be a far worse experience than saying no to my human ego self. And so when I do honor that process, then I can actually take something through to completion. I can actually move through the process. Again, I can unfold something that becomes a transformative experience for me instead of something that puts me in high risk or very strong danger. And this is part of why I rerouted and made a lot of choices that I made in this trip that I'm on now, because during this trip, and I don't know if I mentioned this to you prior to the call, but as of, you know, coming into where I'm at right now, as of today, on this trip, I have outrun 5 to 6 tornadoes and Hurricane Ida,
yeah.
which is a lot to deal with in a 2-month period. Because it's not like you can just say, oh, I'm just going to go here and I'm going to go wherever I want. It's like, okay, I have to get to a certain point. And that was my obligation, my responsibility. I have that to myself. I have that to the people I've made commitments to do that. And so, you know, but when I meet those obligations and those commitments, I find that most of the time things work out better than I'm expecting. Most of the time they come together in the most divinely orchestrated way, which I think you were saying there, that releasing and that just kind of taking hold and doing what needs to get done. You know, so many times we've built it up to be so much worse in our mind than it actually is. And we just have to take the initiative to get started in it. We just have to get going with it. And then we can open that flow up. We can just allow those divine processes, that divine orchestration to come in. And again, this builds a relationship that is so powerful between the human and the soul self. And the human starts seeing these results and it says, wow, you told me to let go and you got me to let go and I ended up with something better. I ended up with something that worked out really well for me. And
that's
I kept
so amazing
myself
when
safe.
That
like
happens.
Yes. I'm sure you've had those experiences too, right?
Oh, yes, I have. And I apologize for interrupting you, but I was just moved to say that.
Interrupt me anytime.
Well, you know, we are getting to a point in the show where people probably will want to talk to you, and we don't have a lot of time left. We're going to end it at 8:30, or close to it. Before we take any callers, for those that are not familiar with the code work, would you be able to briefly describe that? I know that's asking a lot.
Yeah, well, the code work is really connected to my language as a Magi. And the code work, again, it's I have a gift for it. Well, let me back up a second here. It blends over 50 different modalities, practices, and belief systems, none of which are used in the traditional way. So I'm looking at things like letters and numbers and seeing the interactions and seeing the cycles that things go through. And I have a gift for being able to understand the truth and the core essence of patterns and energies that are present and how they're interacting. And again, I take that vibrational energy, that wisdom, that knowledge, what I'm seeing, and blending that with all these different knowledge, and I'm kind of running it through and seeing how it, you know, connects with all these different modalities and which modalities it's connecting with, and then translate that into my language as a Magi and grab hold of how it's connecting into divine wisdom and compassion and how those things can help to then bring this information back out. I then take it and translate it back out into the language for this existence and for our Earth. And with the code journey work, for example, it's laid out in a very easy-to-use daily guidebook that doesn't tell people what to do, but it tells them, here's the currents of the day. You know, here's your currents. Here's what you can do. And it even shows us, like, where the disruptions are, like on the daily influences and the monthly influences and things. And I'll share, you know, here's what it looks like if there's distortions going on. And that's kind of a great checkpoint because, you know, like on today's energy, it talks about those that are in the distortions will be in victim or abuse patterns. And so if we find ourselves in those victim and abuse patterns, it's not about beating ourselves up for being in that. It's about, hey, I'm in this pattern, so I'm in a distortion. That means I'm disconnected. And if I'm standing – in the truth of that pattern, if I'm not standing in the distortion of it, then I can, you know, take a look and see here in, for example, today's information, that those patterns are going to come up where we feel like we are having to make up the work that others aren't doing, where we're being dumped on by people, where we're being taken advantage of. Okay, well, if I understand that component and that piece, then I can come around and I can say, okay, what I need to do is to be aware of this victim energy that's coming up. And what if this victim energy is a sign that I'm supporting others in being abusive and disrespectful to me? What if it is a sign that I'm accepting the lies of being helpless, because I'm not truly helpless and I'm not truly a victim? So, you know, it brings it into this everyday language, and that's what I try to do with the codes. Even if I'm working with somebody in a coaching capacity or something like that, it's really about understanding the currents and then bringing it out in a way that people can relate to and that they can grab some understanding below that core terminology or word or experience that they're having. I hope that wasn't too long and confusing.
No, I followed it. Now, if you ask me to repeat it all, that's another story. Let's take a call. Would you be ready for one?
Oh, sure.
Okay. And let me ask you another question. Are you willing to go a little bit beyond 8:30?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, great. Area code 216, I'm coming to you. I haven't talked to anybody, so I don't know your names. What is your first name, please? 216, are you muted? All right, let's try another area code. Speaking of codes, area code 347, I'm coming to you. What
Helen.
Is your first name, please? Helen?
My first name is Tamika.
Oh, Tamika. Hi,
Tamika.
I'm sorry about that.
Hi.
Hi.
What kind of question can we ask?
Well, you can go ahead on. You say what you want to.
You know, pretty much anything that you want to ask, you can ask. My work is not predictive work, but I can, you know, provide some insights into whatever you ask.
Okay. Can I have some insight into a job that I just started yesterday? Yesterday was my first day. Today I was off. Tomorrow I go back again. I'm just wondering what you see with it and if you see me moving anytime soon.
Okay, so what type of a job is it, by the way?
It is working in a retail setting, in a leadership role right underneath the manager.
Okay, so retail area. And Tamika, I just need month and day. I don't need year of your birthday.
September 3rd.
September 3rd, okay. Give me just one moment here. Okay, so, you know, I think there could be a move coming for you possibly. Either way, you've just started your new personal year. So that means that you are really kind of bringing a lot of things to close. You're moving and transitioning into what will provide you with greater peace. So certainly a move can play into that. As far as the retail industry goes, you have to be careful with that industry. I don't see it being a long-lived industry for you, with the exception of, I mean, granted, it would depend. I'd have to look more specifically at the exact company to know how that resonates and to see how that, you know, works with your full code patterns to give you a full picture. But just as a quick overview, you have to be careful because wherever you are in the retail industry, you are going to be like the stick that stirs the hornet's nest, honestly. You are that person that nobody is going to be able to hide the lies, deception, and manipulation from. And as a result of that, there may be people that try to outcast you a bit. There may be people that are not going to be happy about that. And that can create for a lot of challenges. It's almost like you're going to have to watch over your back a lot in that industry. So I just say that to be careful. Now, that being said, you may be in that industry or in that space right now to shine the light on what's really happening there. So that's not necessarily going to be an easy path, but it's what's going to happen. I mean, things are going to get exposed. And so to use that wisely, you've got to be willing to stand really super strong in integrity. You've got to make sure that you're not going to be influenced by other people who are not standing in integrity. Because if you do, it becomes a misuse of power, and then it becomes an aspect that can just lead you into one big challenge after another in there. So it's a challenging industry. I think it's going to be a temporary industry for you. But again, there's so many other variables. I'd have to look at more detailed information. But I do see that there could be a move possible for you. When we look at how some of this interacts, you're really needing to have a lot more freedom in regards to where other people stand in your life. You're needing to let out more of who you are. You're needing things that allow for more self-expression in the world. And so when I look at that particular set of components in there, what I really see is that wherever you move to, if you do make that move anywhere in the next year, that, between now and the end of August next year, that you want to make sure that whatever you move into is going to provide you greater peace, and you're going to need to make sure that it's got a soul connection for you, that it's going to allow freedom. In other words, it needs to be on the simpler side, and you need to make sure that you're not overextending yourself financially or things like that with it. That's going to be very, very important. And if you can do that, then, you know, you're likely to find yourself in a much better situation, and you'll be setting a much more favorable flow going forward for yourself.
Why would the retail job affect me like that, or I affect it like that? And I don't want it to be forever, but I'm just wondering, because that troubles me if I'm going to be in a leadership role, because I already feel like the people there are not happy to see me.
Well, only those people who are not standing in integrity are not going to be happy with having you there, is it. And it's the way your outer world energy, you're working with the general people energy, connects with the energy patterns of retail. And so here again, I mean, it could come down to, there would be a lot of more detailed things, which I don't have time to get into on this kind of a call, but I would have to really look at your full code pattern. I'd have to really look at the company. I'd have to look at locations. There's so many things that play into it. So it doesn't mean that there absolutely could never be a thing, but for you to be in it, for example, you might have to be in something that would give you more freedom within that industry, maybe a smaller business as opposed to a corporate structure, because the corporate structure doesn't always work in integrity. And so, and being in a leadership position, you're coming in, you're going to be wanting to uphold integrity. You're going to be wanting to work in ways that are honest and respectful and things like that. And the people who are standing in corruption are going to fight that.
Oh, boy. Does it help if I tell you the name of the store?
Well, I'd have to probably do a lot more looking into it than what I can get into on this call, because I'd have to, you know, a lot of times store names, I have to get into looking at their actual full legal names of things on their documentation and if there's parent companies. But I could take a quick look. What is the store's name?
Express.
Express. Okay. So if I look at that from just that base piece, let's see here. Gotcha. Okay, so they're,
it's so funny I chose them because I do feel like I need to express myself. I haven't, and I feel the strong need to. And their name is Express. I thought it would be good, but.
Well, this is where, you know, something can go a lot of different directions depending on the individual and where their currents are at. The challenge here with this company is people, again, particularly people who are maybe not working in integrity or working in deceptive ways, they're going to try to dump everything on you to do, and they're going to try to let you do it all on your own. So that can make the energy a bit heavy for you. You're going to have to set some really clear, strong boundaries with people while you're there. In other words, you've got to stay true to what's best for you and not get into a self-sacrificing mode and not let other people tell you what is best for you in that company. This company could go two ways, and of course it could vary even by locations or anything like that. This company can either lead people to let go of materialism, or it can seek to break the spirit of people. So again, I don't have the full information to work with, but that's part of what happens. It draws in people of polarities between the spiritual and the material, and that's where some of the conflict and those people that work in lies and deception and manipulation are going to be on the material side, whereas those that are working in truth and integrity are not so concerned about that.
I really agree with you about needing to live someplace simple to feel the freedom to express myself, because where I live, I just feel like if I don't leave here, I'm going to die. Like if I either leave soon or you're going to go down. I live in Long Island, New York. It's in a town that doesn't resonate at all with me. It's no way for you to get started in this town as far as trying to live on your own or anything for, I guess, an individual like me who's just me. Like, I'm not married, I don't have children yet, and I guess I'm a late bloomer. So I've gone through so much, no friends here, just work, come home, don't click with the people at work, don't click with the people in the town, no nothing. Where I live is toxic to me in the house. I've had an accident here, like got hit by a car, had to go through major surgery. I mean, I feel like the town is trying to kill me if I don't leave. And it's true, I don't feel like I could express myself yet. I feel like I'm just hidden and I'm just fading away. And I struggle with which part of the world you think I should move to. Like, I'm not really sure where would be best for me to live, you know, to flourish.
Certainly I can help people with location aspects. That is something that I do with paid work or coaching work. But it's very detailed, very intensive work. That would be something that I'd suggest. Maybe I can at least get you a launching ground of where to look. But it is true that when we are in an environment, and it doesn't make the city good or bad, but it means that your codes probably are not favorably connected to that area. You know, if I was probably to take a look at everything in your codes and look at that city or the address that you're living in and the county and things like that, there's probably connections in your codes that are just not favorable to being there. And it is very possible that's why you're experiencing some of the things that you are. Usually our work location and our home locations and our close inner circle of people have the biggest influence on our lives, because that's the code energy or the energy patterns that we're interacting with the most.
Yeah, I don't have any of that, and I'm like fading away. So I am worried about myself, because I don't really have a way to get out.
Yeah. Well, so you want us to stay open, and
I was just going to say we're going to
stay open and move on, right?
I can hear you.
But, you know, I would suggest contacting on at CompassionCodes.com to explore this further. And I thank you for being so open tonight. That's a real gift to all of us. And it sounds like you have some stuff that you need to resolve in your life. And Ann is a wonderful person to work with. So I encourage you to consider doing that, Tamika.
Okay.
Thank you so much for coming. Oh, go ahead.
I was just gonna, what is the year that I'm in now? I believe in numerology.
Yeah, the year energy that you're in now is really about moving past the really some of the big trials and tribulations and challenges, and it's really about transitioning into peace. And so you've been undergoing huge transformation. And if those car accidents, by the way, your last personal year, if those car accidents or things happened in the last year, they could have very well been connected to your personal year codes, because we call it death energy running through your last year's codes. So that would make complete sense why you were felt like you were under attack, or felt like you were going to die. In there, and you were in a high-risk, high-danger code pattern in the past year. But you've now transitioned over, so certainly that peace is coming, so just stay open and keep the divine connection and asking it to show you the way.
I was hit in 2014, but yeah, on Friday 13th. But I'll look up to see what year I'm in right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, again, thank you, Tamika. God
thank
bless you, darling. Okay,
thank
take
you.
Care. Ann, can you take one more call?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Let's go to area code 212. They're next in the queue. And what is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome, and what did you want to find out about, Mary?
I wanted to find out more about my financial forecast and whether I would be successful in running an Amazon business, and also if I would be able to make a profit off of trading options.
And,
or if I should look for a job and not be on my own as an entrepreneur.
Right. And what is your month and day of birth?
September 15th.
We have these September people in today.
Yeah, that's right,
okay.
The 3rd and the 15th.
I'm just going to take a quick look here.
Okay.
So I think that you actually, you know, again, I don't have full information to work with, but as far as the outer world goes, as far as the business world goes, you actually can do well as an entrepreneur. It may not always be an easy ride with it. I think that there's always caution. You've just entered a personal year where it may be very hard to move certain things forward. It's not going to be a year probably to work with things like the stock market or Amazon or things like that, because they're not going to be in divine alignment, and so you're not going to be able to produce from them, at least not in this next year of things. So I think that that's important to keep in mind. But it doesn't mean that, you know, you can't have a little bit here or there or something, that you've just got to make sure that whatever company, you know, that you're looking at, that they're operating from a space of integrity, that they're not in things just for the money or just for profit or things like that. Maybe looking at something that's got a little more of a humanitarian progress. So money is not the big focus right now. For you right now, in this next year, your focus is on unfolding more of what your true passion is. It's not about whether you go to work for a company or you try this avenue or that avenue. What you need to focus on unfolding in this next year is unfolding what really makes your heart sing. What gives you joy to do even if you're not being paid for it? What connects you with your soul self? And don't look at things so much from that material aspect. I understand that we have material concerns. We live in a material world. We have bills to pay for. I got all of that. But those things unfold naturally when we stand in the connection, when we allow ourselves to honor those things that really light up our soul and really let our soul become very active and present in things. So look to that first, and then let the money be a residual of that.
Okay. Wow. If I'm thinking through what you just said, I'm trying to think of a solution, because what makes my heart sing is this new relationship that I got into, and it's a long distance relationship, and we are going to be spending time in each other's cities and countries. Actually, this person lives in Latin America, so I will be away for 3 months. And I thought, oh well, if I could work remotely in e-commerce, that would be good if I could get things going.
And there's a lot of different jobs that can be done through e-commerce or through remote work. So you just got to get a little creative with it. I think coming back to those e-commerce things that are connected to nourishing divine presence in the world, to helping people nourish health and connection, those are going to be better avenues for you than say something that's just straight materialistic for the money.
Yeah. Well, there is a product that I am looking into that fits into what you just talked about. So
take a closer look at that then. Yeah.
I will. All right. Well,
great.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
And I don't want to impose on you any further, but perhaps it would be a good idea to let people know the best place for them to get a hold of your book. And I know that you can get it through your website as well as through Amazon.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, the easiest place, David, probably to go is on my website, which is compassioncodes.com. And you'll see a tab on there that says goods. And under the goods tab, it will say the code journey. And on there, you just scroll down a little bit, and it starts off with the most recent year, which is 2022. And I've got all the links to get people directly to the pages for purchasing, whether that's an ebook version or whether that's a paperback version on the book. And also what they can do right now, David, that I want to make sure people know about is if they scroll down to the 2021 version, they'll see a link for Smashwords. And the 2021 version is available for free through Smashwords. So they can go in, and even though I like having a paperback in my hand, it is the ebook version is still a good way for people to get an idea of the content and the structure of the book and to just see if the information is resonating for them before they actually go in and purchase the 2022 book. So I want people to know about that can do it. People can contact me through my website there. There's a contact area through that. I'm also on social media, so like people can message me through Facebook or anything like that as well and make it easy.
Well, that's very generous of you, Anne. And thank you for being generous with your time tonight. It's always a joy to work with you, and I look forward to our next show, which I think we do have on the schedule, don't we?
I think we've got to plan something. I don't know that we've got something formal.
Well, we'll talk about that later then. yeah, you're right. We do. We have to do a plan, and I'll talk to you after you settle down. Or you can reach out to me one way or the other. But thank you so much for joining us tonight from the road, and happy trails to you the rest of the journey.
Oh, well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to come on your show, David. And, you know, it's such a gift anytime I get to connect with you and to come on and share with your listeners. And this work, I just am watching it change lives daily. And you know, I love getting out there and sharing information with people and opening minds up and providing insight on things that hopefully get people thinking a little bit and say, hey, well, I didn't look at it that way, or I hadn't made those connections before. And, you know, and just offer up what's available and let them know, hey, this is here. There's help for maneuvering life on Earth, you know, through this work. So. And it's everybody's journey. That's the beauty of this work, is it just meets people wherever they're at. And, you know, it doesn't matter where they're at on their journey. It's going to be right there meeting them and just taking them through their own journeys and the transformations that I've seen for people where it's just helped them grasp understandings about things that are going on in their life or the world in general, and just giving them that strength to find their voice or to know, okay, this is a day to move forward with things. This is a day to rest and just research information and tune into the insights and things that are flowing in. And, you know, that starts to put us in a flow. And I've watched people come out of their shell. I've watched people go from being in victim spaces to standing strong on their own. I've watched people transform their lives in so many different ways, and it's a gift. It's a gift to watch it all, so I'm just so grateful to be able to share it with people.
That's a beautiful perspective. Thank you for sharing that. And so with that said, let's move into our closing and take a minute to pause and reflect upon the idea that we're all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, everybody. Join me again next week, same day, same time. And by the way, I have another show on Mondays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time called The Healing Circle. And that is a show, it's a talk show format, topical discussion, and anybody that calls in can participate in the discussion. We do need a topic for this coming week. Last week, the topic was the language of love. So if anybody has any suggestions, Would love to hear from you. And Tamika and Mary, thank you for sharing tonight and being willing to put a little bit forward of what your particular needs are. And hopefully you've received some help from Ann. She's wonderful. And Ann, thanks again.
Thank you, David.
Okay, good night.